Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now is Representative Tom Davis. He's a former Virginia congressman, and we're going to talk to him about the possibility of renaming Jeb Stuart High School, and he had children who went to Jeb Stuart High School, so if anyone has an opinion on this, it's him. Representative Davis, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
No, good morning.
Now, this has been going on for about 2 years now since this whole started. The idea of renaming Jeb Stuart High School started about 2 years ago. We've had a committee that has been formed to study the problem. We don't seem to have a conclusive answer. What do you think is going to happen at this vote tonight?
Well, we'll see. Look, you've had three community surveys, and in every survey, the community, either the students or the larger communities, that don't change the name. And I think that ought to carry a lot of weight, because the alumni, the students that currently go there, the people who live there ought to have the say in it. If the majority wants to change it, change it. But it's nowhere close to a majority in every survey. I think they got into 35% or something in one survey said to change it. But the overwhelming majority say don't change it.
Yeah, it seems to be there's a student who is quoted in a piece here from The Patch, Victoria Haver. She is currently a student. She said, what it basically comes up to is either you're a racist and a bigot because you don't want the name changed, or you hate America and you hate our history because you do want it changed. It's a very polarizing topic.
Yeah, it's hard to get any kind of reasonable discussion in politics now at any level. And I'm afraid the school board has introduced this. This started with a teacher at the school who started talking to his students about we may as well be called Hitler High. So some students started a petition. We looked at the emails. One of the students said, I don't really care about this, but it'll help me get in college. All these students are gone now. They've graduated. The school's about 10% African American, but it has a wide, it's about 22% non-Hispanic white. You know, a lot of Asians, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of Muslims. It's been a polyglot school that has blended beautifully through the years. In fact, National Geographic did a survey on it years ago, calling it the most diverse high school in the country and basically the epitome of success. And I'm afraid that Sandy Evans, the school board member, just ripped this community apart by introducing this to the school board and pushing it.
You know, you wrote a Washington Post op-ed some time ago now called "There's No Compelling Need to Change the Name of Jeb Stuart High School." What were the sort of the details that you enumerated in that piece in terms of, you know, why shouldn't the name change?
Well, first of all, there's nothing new that's been discovered about Jeb Stuart that's any different from 30, 40 years ago. Compelling means has some level of urgency to doing this. There's none of that. Secondly, the school's suffering some budget issues right now. They're not able to do some of the basic things. They've started charging students activities fees and the like. In here, they want to change. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars to change the name here. The legislature, which is pretty conservative, is going to look at this when Fairfax comes down for its budget and say, "Well, you got no money to change the name of the school, but you don't have." I just think there are just so many reasons at this point why you want to slow this process down and figure out a way to try to bridge the gap here. There's a Jeb Stuart Park across from the school. It's still going to be named Jeb Stuart Park. They're not touching that. They could rename that. I mean, there's so many complications to this. I don't think anybody has looked at it. It's frankly a level of incompetence.
It's just
one of the things. You have a number of other schools that fall into the same boat under this criteria. Sydney Lanier Middle School. You've got Robert E. Lee High School.
Yes.
You've got Mosby Elementary School. Where does it stop? And then do you get into James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, George Mason? I mean, where does it stop where people who've done things that in a political context don't make sense today?
In the event that the Fairfax County School Board tonight does vote to change the name, what's your next step? And what's the next step for people like you who are saying, hey, keep the name the same thing? What are you going to do after that?
You know, I've just tried to add a perspective to this.
Yes.
Because I represented the area for 30 years on the county board and in Congress, had kids there, stay attuned to it. just trying to add a perspective over what you want to do. I suspect there'll be a lawsuit, whether the school board has met their own criteria or not. And I think what really happens to the school board is the mask is off the Lone Ranger. These school board members, nobody knows who they are. They run on a sample ballot. They're endorsed by parties. A handful of people in the party committee decide who the nominee will be, and they get elected on the basis of the sample ballot. I think the mask is off the Lone Ranger now, and I think some of these members are going to find going to have awakened communities that will now no longer just vote party lines. They're going to look at issues, and this will probably get some money into campaigns that's never gone into school boards before. So I suspect we'll see, for some members, this being their last term.
Do you have any concern that there will be blowback tonight if, in the event that they keep the name, that somehow you'll see either student protests or parents reacting to this in a meaningfully negative way?
There have been no student protests. This is, I mean, among students, this is not a high quality. As I said, the two student surveys, they've shown there's very little support for this.
It must be rather confusing, though, to be a student at Jeb Stuart High School right now. Just meaning, there's a huge debate raging between the parents over whether or not the person the school is named after even deserves to have it. And as a student, you must be thinking to yourself, oh, my goodness, like, what is this, and how should I come down on it?
Well, they ought to be asking, you know, why are we doing more for scholarships? Why aren't we doing more to improve the classroom? There's a lot of needs at that school, a lot of special needs kids from disadvantaged families
yes.
that really need the help. And this does nothing for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we got to bring the community together on that about the kids as opposed to ripping it apart.
Absolutely. Well, Representative Davis, thank you so much for joining us. And just one quick question for you. If this does go through tonight and they do decide to change the name of the school, Vince has decided that we're going to launch a campaign to get Sheila Jackson Lee to change her name since it is inherently racist and offensive.
It's
so
time.
We were wondering if we can count on your support for that.
Well, you know, Sheila and I were in law school together, Virginia Law School. So she's a friend. I'll leave that up to her. She was Sheila Jackson in law school.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
Bye.
Your time. That's Representative Tom Davis.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.